Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we're here with a new session in our study series, The Power of Eight. This is week 12, and we're glad you're here because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. We're talking about our identity in Christ, the who. We had to answer that question about who concerning Jesus Christ. Who do you say that he is? We make that confession that he is Lord, that Jesus Christ is Lord. We believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. So now we're connected to him. And because we're connected to him, we're going to draw our identity from him. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been talking about these last 2 weeks, this identity that we now have because we're connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're connected to him spiritually. Mm-hmm. So we've been born again of the Spirit. We have been born into the family of God, and as a result of that, we are called children of God.
Right.
That's who we are. That's our identity in Christ. Now, we were once sinners. That was our identity apart from Christ, and we got that identity from Adam. So we were in Adam. Adam was our family head. But when we come to Christ, we die. We're transferred out of Adam. We're placed into Jesus, and now our identity comes from him, from this relationship that we have with him. And that, I think that's so vitally important for us to understand. Identity, as far as humans are concerned, is always derived from something else.
Sure.
So we come into this world, we get our identity from our parents. We take their last name. We tell people when we're growing up, well, who are you? Well, I'm Bob Christopher. Well, what does that mean? That I'm the son of Bob or Chris and Jane Christopher. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. That's my identity. So I've derived that from my parents. As we grow up, we get involved in different things. We get involved in sports, and we become whatever sport it is. So I was a tennis player. So I derive that from an activity that I was engaged in. We belong to churches. We belong to denominations. And many people will say, I'm a Baptist or I'm a Methodist. So they derive that from an association with a group. Now, I think we need to discard all those labels and just grab hold of the one that God has given us, and that is a child of the living God. So we were sinners. We were washed by Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We were sanctified by the Spirit of God. We were made new in Christ, and we were given a brand new identity. Mm-hmm. So as this child of God, we're going to look at some things today and really dive deep into what the Word of God has to say about what it means to be a child of God.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it, Bob. I know our listeners are as well. With Bob Christopher, I am Bob Davis, and it's our weekly study, The Power of Eight. We're glad you're with us. And Bob, our regular listeners are exposed every day to the incredibly good news of Jesus Christ and the new covenant that they hear on this broadcast. But beyond the daily broadcast, we have something very special on the calendar for early September that'll bring it all together. And for those who haven't heard or considering registering for the Simply Grace Conference, tell us what it's all about.
Well, simply grace. I mean, grace is the word that explains everything in life. You know, it explains what the philosophies have asked, through the centuries. Why is there something instead of nothing?
Yeah.
Well, grace is the word that answers that particular question, because all of creation, the fact that God chose to put us here on this particular planet, was an act of grace on his part. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start there, and then we're going to bring it down to our individual cases. Why is grace the answer for us? Why is grace the necessary ingredient so that we can experience life, life to the full, and we can flourish as human beings?
Yeah.
Grace is the only answer. Science can look and they can explore and they can come up with all kinds of theories, but they're still theories. Grace is reality.
Yeah.
We can have philosophies, and philosophers will come up with all kinds of ideas and thoughts and those sort of things, and they can put those down, but they're all empty and hollow. Grace is the real thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at the grace of God, start with a big picture. We're going to bring it down to our individual, each individual case. And from there, we're going to see what this grace is all about in our day-to-day lives. It is going to be a powerful,
yes,
life-changing conference. We want you to be there. It's just 2 days, a Friday night and a Saturday. But I guarantee you, if you will come with a readiness to learn, a willingness to rely on the Spirit of God to teach you, this will change your life. I guarantee it. It will put your relationship with God through Christ in a whole new framework that'll just blow you away.
All the information available at basicgospel.net/events for the Simply Grace Conference. We hope you're going to be there. We're going to be there, and we're going to be expecting you to come and be with us. Hope to see you there. Again, get all the information at basicgospel.net/events.
Well, thanks, Bob. So we're children of God. That's our identity. That's our label. Now, most of us will look at that and think it's just something that we wear on the outside of our garment, like when we go to a conference, we're given a name tag. Yeah. We write our names on it, we peel it off, and we stick it on, and that identifies us. And we look at that in the same way as far as being a child of God. But we're a child of God because something has happened to us internally.
Yeah.
So it's just a name that represents the change, the transformation that's taken place through new birth. Mm-hmm. So like I said, we were sinners. That's what we were by nature.
Yeah.
We were sinners through and through, all the way to the core of who we were. But now, through faith in Jesus Christ, through new birth, through regeneration, we're new at the core of who we are. And it's so radically different that God gives us a brand new identifier,
right,
child of God. So what that means is that we've become a new creation in Christ. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. Let me repeat that.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. So there was a creative work that took place by God on your behalf. You are his workmanship, as Paul talked about in Ephesians 2:10. That word, that Greek word for workmanship, is poema. It is our word, poem. We're a unique poem that God has brought into existence through his work in grace. So we're a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. Now, many of us live as believers as if the new is something that is yet to come. It's something down the road. It's in the future at the second coming of Christ Jesus. And so until then, we just struggle. We do our best. But that's not what this passage is saying. It's saying that right now, you're a new creation. It's saying that right now, the old you, that old man, has passed away, that old man doesn't exist anymore. The new is here, and the new is here to stay, and is going to be forever. That's the good news. So you're a new creation here and now. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, let's look at some passages and check out what it means. So if you're a new creation, it means this, that you are now in Christ Jesus. So you were once in Adam, but now you are in Christ. So that makes you new. And here's a couple of passages that talk about that. First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, and he says, "And because of him," that's God, "you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. So the Greeks were boasting in their wisdom. The Jews were boasting in their signs and all of those sort of things. And Paul is saying, hey, let's forget about that. Let's boast in the one who can really make a difference to each and every one of us. And that is God himself,
right,
as he acts on our behalf in Christ. So God has acted. And because he's acted, we are no longer in Adam. We are in Christ Jesus. So we have a new family head. Adam was once our family head. So all that was Adam's became ours. Mm-hmm. So he brought into this world sin and death. That became ours. Our destiny, if we had stayed in Adam, would have been eternal death. That's not a good destiny, but that's changed because of God. He has taken us out of Adam. He has placed us in Christ Jesus. So Christ has become to us wisdom from God, righteousness. He is our righteousness. He is our sanctification. He has set us apart. He is our redemption. And so our boasting is in him and him alone. So it's not because we did anything special.
Yeah.
It's not because we're wonderful people and God just looked down and said, wow, I've got to have that guy on my team. That wasn't the case at all. We were all sinners. So we were in bad shape. We had little hope, no hope whatsoever.
Yeah, really.
But God changed all of that in Christ. So now you and I are in Christ. We see this also in the book of Colossians. Paul said this, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness. This is God again. God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So we were once in the domain of darkness. That's what it meant to be lost. That's what it meant to be a sinner. We lived in the realm of darkness. We were in that domain. But Christ, through this great rescue mission, rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. So where are you right now as a believer, as a child of God? You are in the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Now, in that kingdom, in Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So as a child of God, you are a free person. You are a forgiven person.
Right.
Talk about good news. And talk yeah. about an identity that yeah. just blows your mind. That blows your mind.
Indeed.
To think that as a child of God, you are free and you are forgiven.
Absolutely.
So that's just because you are in Christ Jesus and you've been given a brand new identity. Well, it also means being a new creation that you are in Christ and that Christ is in you. Okay, so yeah. here's the real story of the gospel. Jesus did all the things that he did for this very purpose, so that he could come and take up residence in you. So Paul again writes about this in his letter to the Colossians. He says, to them, to the Gentiles, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when you come to faith in Jesus Christ, when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, something takes place. And the final piece of what takes place is God sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. Mm-hmm. And Paul calls that Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
So that's what makes you a new creation. Christ in you is your mark of distinction. It's not the things that you do. It's not the things that you say. It's not the church that you attend. It's the fact that God has come to take up residence in you mm-hmm. as his child.
Yeah.
He is your mark of distinction. And that's a pretty good mark of distinction.
I'll say for sure. Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel, Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And again, friends, I want to remind you that it's only because of the gifts of you, our faithful friends, that we're able to be on the air and online each and every day proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ in the New Covenant. If you love this series and the series we do each Friday, and we've had several through the years, well, we hope that you'll consider significantly supporting this outreach with your gifts. We hope you'll donate today at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage. Again, basicgospel.net. Friends, also September 6th and 7th, as Bob was saying earlier, are the dates of the Simply Grace Conference. And we invite you to join Bob and the Basic Gospel staff for this New Covenant seminar designed to strengthen your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and, as Bob said, gave himself for us. You'll find all the information online when you visit basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information on the September Simply Grace Conference. We hope you will be there. Now back to week 12 and the Power of Eight.
That's right, Power of Eight, and we're talking about the who. Who have you become in Christ Jesus? Through new birth, you are now a child of God. Once a sinner, but now, because of the grace of God, you are a child of God, yes. A saint by calling. You're a new creation. You're in Christ. Christ is in you. Now, as I said, that is the end goal. For Christ to come to live inside of you. And we see this spelled out for us in the Old Testament. We see it in the tabernacle and the temple. So in creation, we see God creating everything that there is, mankind being the pinnacle, the very last of his creation. When he created man, he rested. And he enjoyed this relationship with man from this place of rest and in a place called Eden, the garden. Mm-hmm. And that was an amazing place.
That'd be a pretty cool place.
So
yeah.
That was where heaven and earth came together. That was the dwelling place of God with man, yeah. That particular garden. Well, sin interrupted that. It brought about restlessness as far as mankind is concerned. And then we see in this story that unfolds in the Old Testament how God is going to work to restore what was in the garden, a dwelling place for him with mankind. Now, we see that in the tabernacle. So if you look at the book of Exodus, it starts with a rescue. It starts with being set free. They are given the law that kind of orders their new way of life. And the end is the building of a tabernacle. And as Moses completes that, he dedicates it. And what happens? The presence, the glory of God fills that tabernacle. Now, we see the same thing happen when Solomon builds the temple in Jerusalem. So David wanted to build that house. God said no to David, but he did say, your son is going to build it. So Solomon built this glorious building called the Temple in Jerusalem. And when he dedicated it, the same thing happened. The glory of God filled that temple, filled the Holy of Holies. And the people of Israel would say, that's God's dwelling place, that temple. Well, on the day of Pentecost, something happened there. And a new temple was erected. And that new temple was us.
Yes.
We have become the very temple of God, the dwelling place of God. Now, for that to happen, God had to do something, and he did it in Christ. And so he had to release us from the powers of darkness. He had to forgive our sins. He had to make us holy. He had to make us righteous. He had to make us alive so that he could come and live inside of us. And so that's what we see as all the different elements of this gospel message. By that one sacrifice, we have been made holy. We have been made perfect. He who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. Those who were dead in sin, he made fully alive in Christ. We've been saved by grace. So all of these things have taken place for us in Christ Jesus so that he could come and live inside of us. Now, the fact that he's there means something, that we're always in God's grace. We're always in God's favor. Yeah. His presence is the declaration of that reality. We may not feel that way. We may not act that way, but that doesn't change the truth. His presence in us is a declaration from God the Father that we are always in his grace,
right,
always in his good favor. Now, talk about good news. That's good news. So it is good to be a child of God.
Indeed.
It is good to bear the name of our Heavenly Father. It is good to be able to cry out from our spirits, our human spirits, Abba, Father.
Right.
It is good to be us, not because of what we've done, but because of what God has done in Christ for us.
Indeed.
Yeah, so
a great place to be.
We're a new creation. That means we're in Christ. It means that Christ is in us. And it also means that we belong to the body of Christ. So he saved us individually, but once he saved us, he added us to the body of Christ. So Paul says in Romans 12, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." So we belong to Christ. Our spirit has been made one with his spirit, but we also belong to one another.
Yeah.
That's good news. And oftentimes we forget that aspect of the gospel. We forget that we're a part of something that's bigger than ourselves, and that something is the body of Christ. We need one another. We need to be connected one to another, and not through smartphones and not through computers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We need to be in each other's presence, face to face, and that's when we're going to experience the real wonder of the body of Christ, the real ministry that the body has because it's connected to the head,
yeah,
Jesus Christ himself. So the writer of Hebrews said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves one with another. And what's the purpose of that? To stir one another to love and good deeds. So we belong to something bigger than ourselves. We belong to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, the final thing that we want to talk about today, and this sets us up for the next 2 weeks, that as a child of God, we are no longer under the law. As a new creation, we are no longer under the law.
Yeah.
The law is only in effect for a person as long as that person is alive.
Mm-hmm.
But we've died in Christ.
Yes.
So the law has said its final word to us. We have no longer a relationship to that law.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we've been raised to walk in the newness of life, and the law has nothing to say about resurrection. So as Paul wrote, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." As a child of God, you're a new creation. You're in Christ. Christ is in you. You belong to the body of Christ, and you are no longer under the law. You live your life fully in the grace of God. It's the grace of God empowered by the Spirit of God that's going to move you forward.
Great insights, Bob, and we appreciate so much you bringing the truth of God's Word to us so vividly. Thank you. Next week, friends, another session, and we hope you'll be here for that. Also, we need your support here at Basic Gospel as we bring the truth of Jesus Christ to the airwaves and online every day. To make your gift, click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And while you're there, click events and get all the information on the upcoming Simply Grace Conference. We hope you're going to be there. It's going to be in early September, the 6th and 7th, as a matter of fact. And Bob Christopher will be teaching. I and the staff will be there as well. And we hope you're going to be there, too. So, again, get all the information. It's available right now at basicgospel.net/events. As a matter of fact, the early bird registration ends on August 1st. So take advantage of the discount that's available then. Also, if you have a question about anything you've heard, give us a call over the weekend. Leave a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob and the staff, Bob Davis saying, have a great weekend and the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on Monday. Hope you'll be here. Bye-bye.